This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now it's 5:41. Moving on to today on Twitter, we're asking, how often do you clean up your email inbox? Because doing it might actually contribute to using less energy. So this is coming from a tweet that's gone viral by Jennifits, who says, delete unused emails, mails. According to The Good Planet, nearly 107 billion spam emails were sent and received in one day in 2019. If every person deleted only 10 of those emails, they would save 1,725,000 gigabytes of storage space and around 55.2 million kilowatts of power. So this basically prompted many people to delete their spam emails and, of course, also to share suggestions on how to do this more efficiently. Now, I think it's time for me to come clean. I have a terrible email inbox. I'm really bad at deleting old emails. Spam is a little bit different because it's one of those out of sight, out of mind situations. It just goes into my spam folder and then I assume eventually gets deleted automatically. I'm not great at deleting old emails. I just kind of, as long as they're not bolded, meaning I've opened them, I kind of just let them sit there until I'm notified that I'm running out of space. And then I just sort of delete the ones with the most, that's taking up the most space. So I found so many of these tips and tweets so interesting and useful. I also felt a little shamed. And this notion of doing just a little bit to save energy, I think, might push me towards being more mindful of this. But looking at the suggestions, not all suggestions, some are just confessions or thoughts as well. So Guru says, guess I'll schedule some time to work on that, and attaches an image of an inbox with 18,000 over unread emails. Okay, I can't deal with the unread emails. I have to have all read emails. But yes, I probably have thousands of emails in my inbox as well. May says, while I was in college, I visited a Google data center where they have cloud storage. The more space we need, the more data centers need to be built, and those require energy all day, all year. That's in all caps. If we decrease storage, we need fewer data centers, and so on. And then we have some pretty useful suggestions, I think. So Luna Bunny says, one of my suggestions is to unsubscribe to the sites that aren't relevant to you anymore. That's actually a really good one. Something I keep meaning to do when I get an irrelevant email and I keep thinking, I should click on that unsubscribe button, and then I forget until the next one comes along. 1229 says, yes, and turn off email notifications off your app to avoid receiving unwanted emails that are related to ads, recommendations, or updates. If you don't really need or read or need any of these, then it's best just to turn off email notifications. I must admit that's something I haven't actually thought about because I take it for granted when I get those email notifications from, say, Facebook or a food delivery app, and I just delete them, or sometimes I let them sit in my inbox. And let's see. Chu says, I have a great tip. Pick the email address that has spammed your inbox for years and then copy the email, then paste it in search. Now you get all the messages from that, and then you can simply click select all, and that deletes 50 messages at once. That is so clever. And I actually think I might do that. I didn't think of that as a... So when I think of deleting my thousands of emails, I usually think of having to go through them one by one and having to pick out the ones I don't want to keep. But this, I think, is a really good tip. So we're talking about this because, as it turns out, if you delete some of those emails that are taking up space in your inbox, especially spam or old emails that aren't useful anymore, it actually ends up saving energy because there's less server space needed to store them overall. Let us know, how often do you delete your spam or old emails? Do you have email organization tips you'd like to share? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila, and we've been talking about a number of different things this hour. So on today on Twitter, we were talking about, opening up that email inbox and deleting the thousands of emails over the years that you've probably accumulated if you're anything like me. This is coming on the wake of a tweet that points out that deleting spam emails, old emails, can actually free up server space and therefore overall do a little bit to conserve energy. And so we've been asking you, how do you organize your inbox? Do you have some tips? Do you delete old emails? You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On deleting emails, we have Dahlia who says, this might sound unsmart, but I didn't know that our email inbox behavior could contribute to saving energy. One of those the more you know things. Now I'm going to take some time during the weekends for a mass deletion of my emails. Dahlia, you know what? I'm completely on your side. I feel a little bit unsmart myself. I knew about servers taking up using energy. I did not think about how my thousands of emails would take up that space as well. So I think I'm there with you. I'm going to take some time during my weekends, or you know, maybe do a couple of emails a day, or like you know, 10 emails a day, so that at some point you get somewhere that's substantial. I also feel like the watching the number of emails in my inbox drop might go a long way towards satisfying the slightly obsessive part of me that likes getting tasks done. Costa, meanwhile, says, I never delete emails. I've got like 18,620 emails in my previous work computer. I've got the serious phobia of losing something important. You and me both, Costa. I cannot remember the number of times when I've thought of something that happened, a trip I'd taken 4 years ago or a booking I made 3 years ago, and I want to find out which hotel it was or how much I paid for something. And I just go into my email and I search and I live in fear that I'll lose this information. So I get you. But I also think that there are tons of useless emails that don't necessarily need to be there. So maybe, you know, taking a leaf out of Dahlia earlier, it's just spending some time seeing what you want to keep and what you don't want to. Okay. This one is next level because S-Buck says, I delete emails, but I have backups of it on my hard drive, which amounts to data file size of 8 gigs or more. Okay. Backing up your emails and saving it on hard drive is something I never thought someone actually did, so I'm really impressed. I also don't know whether I have that kind of commitment. I can hardly make time to back up my own data as it is. So that's quite impressive. Also a great tip. I'd love to hear more if you guys have thoughts on how you free up space on your email, how you would, or whether you delete them at all, really. You can confess. It's a safe space here. Very quickly, we do have Maggie saying, I've been deleting my emails on a daily basis for office emails and weekly basis for personal emails since I heard of people's PCs crashing and everything getting lost. Maggie, I am so impressed and kind of shamed by you. Deleting emails on a daily basis just sounds like something I have passed the point of being able to do. But I think that's actually really good, right? Like so that you don't have to deal with an avalanche at some point when you find out from the internet that you've been contributing to global warming. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.